Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yesterday, I really feel bad for Cowboy and NFL reporters this time of year when it comes to the Dak story.
Oh,
because
terrible.
it's a peeing contest. It is just – I want to ask Stephen Jones one time, how often does his phone – get lit up from reporters per day or per week? How many does he answer back to, and does he just hit copy and paste? Because you know all these people are trying to text their sources within the Star in Frisco, hitting up Steven, hitting up any PR people, trying to get any little word of difference in the Dak contract reporting is going to get turned into a headline in a story because these reporters are like, I got something different. No, that person's wrong. No, I'm going to counter what they said. Yes, Steven, because yesterday. Thank you, Steven. Yesterday, the headline was possible negotiations have happened.
Well,
that came from Todd Archer. Well, then yesterday after that, Jeff Darlington, ESPN, Jane Slater, NFL Network, saying there's been nothing significant. All right, there's been nothing significant. There's been no substantial progress towards a long-term contract extension. Jeff Darlington saying very important to point out, speaking with people on both sides, does not sound as if any progress has been made in a long-term extension. So these little small differences in reporting are all going to make national headlines because it's the Cowboys and it's Dak, and it's going to be really, really annoying yet again.
It is, and it's, you know, this is the time of year between the end of the Super Bowl and the start of the new league year. That month and a week, every year, without fail, because these TV networks have 24/7 coverage, NFL Network, all these blogs, all these websites. I mean, you've got to have content every day.
Radio shows.
And then radio shows and ESPN TV shows. I mean, you've got to have – there's 24/7 content. And, you know, no one's talking about Major League Baseball yet. No one's talking about the NBA. No one's talking about the NHL. They're just not ready for it. They're not into it. So what is there? It's not March yet. It's college basketball. So there's nothing to talk about. So we dive into this and we overanalyze this 14 different ways to Sunday. And yeah, all of a sudden now it's you get, well, five different reports the same day from three different people. Come on now. It's crazy.
All right, this one's coming from Ian Rappaport, and we're only playing this because it's a direct – well, it's not a direct. It's an indirect dig at our boy Mikey Bacsik, whose head is now on a platter for Dak Prescott's physical status, and all the Tolos were hitting me up yesterday after Ian Rappaport said this on the NFL Network.
The most significant thing that is going on here, as far as my understanding, is the Cowboys want to get this done now. The reason why that's significant, because obviously Dak Prescott is coming off major surgery from a serious ankle injury, and actually had two surgeries, one the initial and another to strengthen the ankle a little bit, kind of came a couple weeks after the initial surgery. The fact that they are confident enough in his rehab to do a big time long-term deal now speaks very well to how he's coming along, his future, and how badly they not just want but need him to be the franchise quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys for the foreseeable future.
So Ian Rappaport basically saying the Cowboys feel so good about the rehab. They are so optimistic about Dak's physical status. They got no hesitation. They're ready to pay him the life-changing money. Well, more of the life-changing money. He already got that with the $30 million. They're ready to pay him the lifetime deal right now. So all I could think of and all the Tolos could think of was Mikey B. And RJ. RJ's lurking in the shadows there behind Bassick. I can't tell whether he's retreating or he's still there behind Mike saying, yeah, come on, let's fight. Let's be like the Oklahoma bar fight. And I'll be the wide receiver and I'll be the friend. I can't tell where you are in that, but Mike Bassick, if I was Mike, I'd be sweating a little bit right now with the way Ian Rappaport was just talking.
Look, I think Bassick is 100% correct that the injury is you know, probably not where they want it to be, but I don't think that this is going to make him miss games this year. Right? I don't think he's going to be 100%.
Yeah, but Mike was talking like there was a chance he doesn't play football anymore.
Mike will
own that. He'll own it. He's a big boy. He can handle it. But Mike was talking about there being a 50. Mike was saying with all these trade discussions we were having, they're foolish because Dak would never be able and couldn't be able to pass a physical. Teams wouldn't even accept his physical status. That's how questionable this was, and that's where Mike's name is attached to this story.
Right, and you know, if you were to do the trade right now, maybe he wouldn't pass a physical today.
Yeah,
who knows? But yeah, I don't think come September that this is going to be an issue. But again, I will say this: I don't know that you sign a guy to a long-term deal without seeing it. We don't know how he's going to play on it. You know, Carson Wentz tore his ACL. He doesn't play nearly the same as he used to. Tom Brady tore his ACL. He absolutely plays the same as he used to. There's plenty of examples of players who break legs and play well again, and there's examples of guys who don't. You know, Alex Smith and Teddy Bridgewater aren't nearly what they were before. Now, you can argue what Teddy was before, but we know what Alex Smith was a good quarterback before. Alex Smith, he could barely walk. You know, he could barely walk right now. So yeah. there's examples of guys who don't return. So I couldn't sign him to a 5-year deal right now, necessarily. Or at least the team probably should think twice about it, but there's no chance I want him as the quarterback. I don't want him.
Here's the only thing I can tell you, and I can't get into too much detail. There are multiple Cowboys people who, let me try to figure out a way to phrase this. The nice way of saying it is they vehemently disagree with Mike's thinking. And there's a couple Cowboys people who may have some choice terms to describe Mikey Bassick's reporting and what he had to say.
Oh, man.
I can tell you that. Wow. That I can tell you for sure. Can't get into any more detail than that. But right now the Cowboys are like, they're not sweating that Mike put something out there that they should be worried about or that they're trying to cover up. They're like, this is idiotic. This is stupid. And that's being nice.
My issue is not with Bassick's report. It's not with Dak's team. It's not with the Cowboys. It's not with the injury. My issue is with the fans fighting with each other again over Dak Prescott versus the Dallas Cowboys. It's like they're choosing sides. That is the most asinine and frustrating thing about this to me right now.
We'll get into that a little bit later on. I'm just seeing this from Troy. I was not aware of this, but he – how are you getting access to Dez's Twitter account, by the way?
Oh, are you asking because I'm still blocked by Dez?
Yeah.
Well, it's very simple, Sean. All you got to do is go to a search engine. Even though someone blocks you on Twitter, that's fine. Yeah. Close your app, go to Google or Yahoo or whatever else, type in their name, type in Twitter, and you can still stalk them.
Well, that stalking has paid off because Troy has just tweeted what Dez said last night, that Baltimore is not the place for him. Quote, "I realized quickly Baltimore was not the place for me. No bad blood, That's their way of doing things, so you got to respect it. I plan on playing two more seasons, and that's it for me. And now we'll see if anyone gives him a shot. So that's what jumps out to me the most. Not that Dez wants to play two more years. I quickly realized Baltimore was not the place for me. So it sounds like Dez Bryant will not be wearing the purple and black anymore. He played six games, made six catches for 47 yards and two touchdowns after being out of the game for 2 years. Dez, 32 years old. What does he have left to give? Let me do Troy voice for the obligatory sports radio topic.
Oh, this is good.
Should the Cowboys... Well, I'm not doing Troy's voice.
Oh, man.
Should the Cowboys bring in Dez Bryant?
Howdy, Cowboy fans. Would you like to bring in Dez Bryant again?
Oh, that's nice. That's good. I like
there's,
it.
There's Troy.
Oh, God. It's good impression. No! Progress stopper.
Didn't you turn on me in the Dez? Didn't you halfway turn on me in this Dez discussion last time? I'm trying to remember. You were like warming up to bringing him in, and I was like, "Are you turning on me? Are you crazy? What's wrong with you?"
If you want, if they wanted to bring him in as a tight end, you know, a non-blocking tight end, like a modern NFL tight end, let's talk about that. But yeah, not as a wide receiver, as a non-blocking tight end, I'm in on that. I'm in.
Okay. And I'll still say no because we have Dalton Schultz and Blake Jarwin. So, nope, Dez can go somewhere else. Great comeback story from the injury, but a little bit surprising. If he had something left, the Ravens were dead last in passing. Like, their wide receiving core needs help in a major way, but Dez is not going to be going back there. Maybe Sean Payton renews his interest with the Saints. So Dez says he wants to play two more seasons. I saw you retweet this story last night that the Pittsburgh Steelers are expected to have Ben Roethlisberger as his quarterback next season. That is coming from his agent. So the Steelers, I feel like they were... And you emailed this a couple of days ago, and you disagree with it. I totally agree with it. The Steelers were trying to treat Ben like the Rams were Jared Goff publicly. I think they were testing him. They were trying to put him in his place. But they also looked around and said, where else are we going to go? How else are we going to upgrade? They can't, so they're stuck. And Roethlisberger looks like he's going to be the Steelers quarterback for another season.
Looks that way. And, you know, I mean, I wouldn't.
No.
I mean, I think it's time to move on from Ben Roethlisberger.
Steeler fans just had, you know, that hope and renewed optimism. It happens around here every year. We're guilty of it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try this offseason not to buy into it with Cowboy hype. But you cannot have any exciting hype in Pittsburgh with this news. You can't. Unless you're just this diehard, we're loyal. I'd rather be loyal than start over at quarterback. You have your ceiling. You were 11-0 last year, and nobody thought that you were a legitimate threat. And you're not going to have any more believers on that bandwagon this year. All that renewed hope and excitement just got sucked out of your season, even though you may end up going 10-6.
Yeah, they're going to be fine. You know, they'll win games. They'll have anywhere from 9 to 12 wins. They will. You know, Ben is league average at best. And that's basically where he is right now. He is a once fantastic quarterback who's just old. And I'll be perfectly honest with you. If you're Pittsburgh and you're trying to, they're in a position like the Rangers were in like 2015. They're trying to bleed the last ounce of blood out of the rock. They have a team that has got a good roster, and they don't probably feel like they could find themselves a quarterback that's in the top 10 right now. And if they can't, I guess they're just going to continue to dance with Ben.
Yeah.
And
well,
I
not
guess
dance, you know, what's a waltz?
They're going to do the Charleston because that's what the old people do. Old people do the Charleston, and that's what they're going to dance with. Because quite frankly, what else are they going to get? You know, are they going to trade for who? Nobody, right? There's nobody's gonna make a trade now. If you get a trade for Russell Wilson, great, let's do it. But other than that, it's Ben, and you're gonna go and you're gonna win your 10 games and probably get knocked out in the first, second round.
There are whispers that Roethlisberger just doesn't care about the offseason. If you look at his body and his physique, you can tell that's the case. But there are also whispers that he, like, doesn't put in the film work, that the Steelers run one of the most elementary offensive systems out there because of how limited Ben is. You think this guy's been around for 100 years. He's seen every single coverage. He knows every X and O. But there's off-season criticism that's starting to leak out a little bit about Ben, where he thinks an off-season training regimen is chugging three beers and hanging out with his family. And if you look at Ben, like, it was cute when it was Big Ben. He's got to be big. But now it's like, okay, like, is Ben sloppy? What's behind the – what's that second chin looking like behind that facial hair in the offseason? And there's questions about how serious Roethlisberger still takes it. So those are just some of the whispers that are out there. Pro Football Focus had him as their 24th highest graded quarterback this year with a grade of 69.
Hey! All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.